A Guided Meditation of Peak Experience by Rabbi Jeff Roth from Jewish Meditation Practices for Everyday Life. Imagine yourself at the base of a mountain with a path leading upward before you. Get in touch with that place inside that is yearning to know God more directly and intimately than ever before. We'll take some time now in silence to do that. Feel the awe of knowing that this is a very special moment and special experience that is unfolding. You are now beginning your ascent up the mountain path. It is a clear day, with a soft breeze blowing. As you climb the path, let yourself visualize a mountain setting. At first, the path is wide, allowing you to focus on the trees, the sounds of the brooks, and the animals along the way. As you continue to climb, the path becomes steeper. The view from the mountain begins to expand. Your breath becomes more noticeable as you feel the effort of the climb. The path begins to narrow, until you find yourself hugging the side of the mountain to your left with a view out to the right. The face of the mountain has now become sheer rocks. Your climb has led you to a magnificent view of the valley below. With each step, you can see farther and farther. You know with each step and with each breath that the promised moment is getting closer and closer, even as you know that this moment is already full of that same promise. Just as you get to a place where further ascent is not possible, you notice a V-shaped space in the rock wall to your left, running up and down the path from the path, just wide enough and tall enough for you to wedge your body into back first. You can feel the solid pressure of the rock behind you, and in front of you is open space with a clear view as far as you have ever seen. God has promised to reveal God's self to you in this very place, and you feel this presence growing. You know that you can't see God's face, but God has promised to allow you to see God's back. With your eyes closed, you feel an alignment with the One. With God's backside to your face, you are now in the position to look out at the universe through the same eyes that God uses to see the universe. This is the gift of closeness you've been granted to see the world through God's eyes. And when you open your eyes, look at the world the way God sees the world. At this most profound moment, our Torah says, this is how God sees the world. So listen to this chant of God's 13 attributes. Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Verav Chesed Ve'emet. Notze chesed lalafim, notze avon vafesha, vechata Vanakim. Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, compassion and tenderness, patience, forbearance, kindness, awareness, bearing love from age to age, lifting guilt and sin and making us free. Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, compassion and tenderness, patience, forbearance, kindness, awareness, bearing love from age to age, lifting guilt and sin, and making us free. Rabbi Roth teaches, I used to think God was offering the next best thing when he offered to show his back. Now I realize he offered something better. When you see a face opposite yours, you are still in duality. In that sense, seeing God face to face is not as alive or as awake as we can be. By showing Moses the world through God's eyes, God and Moses come face to face in the same way we do when we step into another person's shoes. And the Torah is clear on what the experience of seeing the world through God's eyes is like. It is total compassion and tenderness. This is what we are cultivating when we wake ourselves up. And now you can stay in contemplation for a while, or when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes to see the world in a new way.